Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength with me, William English, on Resonance 104.4 FM. Those of you who have been following the Captain Maurice Seddon story and his pack of wild dogs might be interested to know that I attended the High Court on the Strand again on Tuesday on Maurice's behalf. His adversaries, who should remain nameless, who are intent on reducing the size of Maurice's dog pack, had tried to overturn the adjournment of the case granted on the 28th of May. Had they succeeded in this, then 84-year-old Maurice would have been obliged to defend himself in court yet again on Wednesday. Anyway, the adjournment stands for the time being, and dogs continue to bark and howl in the Datchet area for a while yet. Through July, I plan to devote programmes to the subject of auto-destructive art and music. And by uncanny coincidence, an exhibition opens next Friday, the 25th of June, at the Flat Time House in South London called Blow Up, Exploding Sound and Noise, London, Brighton, 1959 to 1969, curated by David Toop and Tony Harrington. And David Toop will be along next week on this show to talk about the exhibition. The July edition of The Wire has an article by David Toop called Brotherhood of the Bomb, describing the exhibition. Also, by another uncanny coincidence, or perhaps there's something in the air at the moment, on June the 4th and 5th, a conference took place at the University of California and Los Angeles called Sonic Doom, Decay, Disease and Destruction in Music, sponsored or hosted by Echo, a music-centred journal. Other guests lined up for July include artist Michael Landy to talk about his own auto-destructive practice. Nikki Hamlin will talk about film that destroys itself, and curator Mathieu Copeland, co-author of Voids, will talk about voids, possibly. For a brief period in the 1960s, The Who included acts of destruction as part of their live act. Pete Townshend having been influenced by Gustav Metzger, one of the originators of auto-destructive art. Later, The Move would smash up televisions on stage, but this was sort of after The Who and perhaps more of a stunt suggested by their manager at the time. Townshend apparently accidentally hit the low ceiling of the Railway Hotel with his guitar, first of all, and then continued to smash up a succession of Rickenbacker guitars before it probably became too expensive. I emailed Pete Townshend to contribute to the programme, but he's presently busy writing in France. So the following is a mix of three different versions of Anyhow, Anyway, Anywhere by The Who, two of which are live recordings from 1965 and convey some of the feeling of aggression and anger that often simmered below the surface of mod culture at the time. As David Toop says at the end of his article in The Wire, glimpses of noise and destruction in old footage of Jeff Beck, The Who and Jimi Hendrix leave us with fragments, eruptions and momentary breaks in the continuity of mediocrity. The world ended briefly, yet the noise of that event and its consequences are slow to reach us.
I can go anyway. We are two. I can live anyhow. We all do. I can go anyway.
That was three different versions of Anyhow, Anyway, Anywhere. And the next track is by Christian Marclay, called Guitar Drag. And this is basically a four-minute version from his DVD of that name, where a guitar, an electric guitar, was attached to the back of a pickup truck and dragged along, and the sounds were recorded as the guitar was basically destroyed, and the sounds of that destruction were sort of recorded as a DVD and a CD. But this is actually from the CD which accompanied the exhibition Sonic Boom, The Art of Sound at the Hayward Gallery. So here we go. I hope. Eight. That was an extract from Guitar Drag by Christian Marclay. It was a 4-minute extract from, I believe it was about a 30-minute video, which showed at the Hayward Gallery as part of Sonic Boom. It's a film of a guitar being dragged behind a pickup truck along back roads and dirt tracks in Texas. The guitar was tied to a rope and plugged into an amplifier set behind the truck. The work refers to the mythologies which have collected around the image of the guitar, the truck, and the rural American South, from lynchings and cowboy rodeos to road movies and onstage rock and roll guitar smashing rituals such as The Who and Jimi Hendrix and beyond. This final track is a long 21-minute track by Otomo Yoshihide called Turntable Solo. And this is one of those sort of, wafer-sized CDs, mini CDs. It looks like a communion wafer or something. On the Alcohol label, kindly given to me by Ed Baxter.